Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Cole.
What up?
Turn the SEC mixtape, man.
You talking about Bonzo Show?
Yeah. See what they talking about real quick on these games.
All right, here we go. 4th and 18 for the Tigers. Here's your ball game. Nick Marshall stands in, steps up, going to throw downfield. Just a home run ball, and it is tipped off. And Lewis got it on the second. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Touchdown, Auburn. Touchdown, Auburn. A miracle in Jordan
Hayes. SEC mixtapes. Hosted by Bonzo.
The realest coverage in the spot.
What's up, party people? Bonzo in the house today, man. SEC mixtape. We about to drop a mixtape on you guys like we always do. Y'all know how we do it. First and foremost, very glad to be here on this Hype Wednesday. Very glad to have y'all on this Hype Wednesday. You know, today we're going to have a special guest. And he's going to come through with us and he's going to drop a mixtape, man. It's going to be Jordan Moore. A monster, Texas A&M commit, solid. So, you know, he's coming in today. We talked about some things. One thing that we talked about is he wanted to give us his playlist, man. He wanted to drop a real-life SEC mixtape. You know, we real turn about that, man. He's giving us a song list. And I got to tell y'all, man, this song list is pretty tough. It definitely sounds like the song list of a cat who's trying to knock your teeth out. He should be calling in any second now. We're going to cover some things while we're waiting for him to call. You know, we got some – well, here's my man right here, about to bring him on. We had a little mishap right there. But he's about to come on. While we're waiting on him to come on, man, we're going to do some previews, you know, about some things going on in the SEC. Of course, you know, we still have the Hugh Freeze gate going on. Everybody's aware of what's going on with that. It's a pretty hot topic. Here's my boy back right here. Welcome to the show, Jordan.
How you doing?
Man, we good, man. You know, I was just sharing with everybody, man, we got Jordan in. He's about to drop a mixtape. Man, you know, first and foremost, man, I'm gonna let you give a little introduction of yourself, man. You know, let's let the people know who you are. You know, right now you're interviewing. You know, right now we're in Tide and Tiger Country. You know, that's where the show is based at. But we got a Texas boy on the show, man. And go ahead and give him the slab, man. Let him know what's going on.
But how everyone doing? This is Jordan Moore from Yoakum, Texas, a small town in Texas. Four star athlete. Committed to Texas A&M on Christmas Eve. And I'm very blessed just to have this opportunity to be on this fantastic show.
Man, we appreciate having you, man. And, you know, I was telling them, man, your song list, man. Your song list sounds like the song list of a cat who out there trying to knock somebody's teeth out. How accurate is that?
That was... Man, I mean, it's pretty accurate. You know, football is a physical sport. It's either in Texas, we live by the thing, eat or be eaten, meaning – you don't go after them, somebody going to come after you. So you always want to make sure I'm, you know, in the mood for it.
Man, that's dope, man. That's dope. So, man, tell me this, man. So being in Texas, you know, we're from Bama, man. We're from Bama, and all I hear in Alabama is Texas football, Texas football, Texas football. So how old were you when you started playing the game, man?
I was 7 years old. It started off in youth football. We call it CYFL here. And down here, you know, my dad, like most kids that are highly rated, my dad was my coach. So I had it rough. You know, he was always on me. He always made sure I gave 100%. At a very young age, like I said, I was only 7 years old.
Man, now that's cool, man. You know, like, you know, I'll be honest, man. Both of my kids started playing at 5 years old, man. So and that time I had to spend with them, man, growing up in the sports, man, it was the time I'm spending with them now. You know, right now I have I have an 8-year-old and I have a 12-year-old. And, you know, that time means so much to me, man. And I can only imagine, you know, you looking back, you know, is there one day that you can look back at, you know, in Little League sports with you and your dad that just stands out? One day where you was like, yeah, that's it right here.
I guess when I say playoffs, you got Super Bowl. We won the Super Bowl that year. So you know, the feeling that I had, you know, when you're a kid, once you're a kid, you think winning is just everything. Winning is just the greatest thing ever. And once you win and get a trophy and then a medal around your neck, and you got all these people screaming your name, that's just amazing as a young kid. You know, that's when I just thought, man, you know, this is meant for me. I'm a winner. I'm just a winner. That's when I said.
Well, man, my co-host just entered the show. As you can hear him, frying chicken in the background or something.
Hey, don't do me like that.
In the background, man. Sit down somewhere.
Man,
hey,
I don't know what you're here, bro. What's going on, George, man? G. Willis, man, I'm on here. What's going on with you, man?
Man, what's going on, man? I'm just enjoying this good Texas weather. Humid.
Man, is it okay? I'm about to say, how good is it? Huh?
It's very humid down here.
Oh, man, you can almost taste it. It's so thick.
Taste it.
Yeah, I can't do that kind of weather, man. That's crazy. But how you living, man, out there? What part of Texas are you in again? Did you already say that? Am I repeating stuff that y'all talked about before?
When late cats come in, you late.
Okay.
You late to the party. You missed that stuff.
I was texting. I asked what time we were starting. I mean, I was on video cast, so
go ahead, Jordan.
I'm in South Central. It's a small town called Yoakum. If you would have been been to Texas, it's about 2 hours from Houston, 2 hours from Austin, 2 hours from everywhere, 2 hours from my junior college. So, you know, like I said, 2 hours from everywhere.
Hey, man, I'm excited to hear that you're going to Texas A&M, brother.
What'd you say? Say it
again. Big deal.
I'm very excited about the kid, about him going. Yeah, that's great, man. That's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Well, man, in normal SEC mixtape fashion, we're gonna listen to some music, man. Jordan blesses with his playlist. He blesses with his playlist, man. And we're gonna go through a few songs, man. We're gonna play a little bit, and we're gonna talk about it, man. We're gonna talk about why did you give me this playlist, man. I'm gonna start out with Soul Bleed by Hog Boomer. You know, I'm gonna play a little bit of that. Man, tell us, is that a Texas art?
Is he a Texas guy? You said.
Yeah.
He's actually from a town called Bay City, which Bay City has all of my family. All my family lives in Bay City, basically from my dad's side. So I don't know if me and him are related, but Bay City is a small town just like Yoakum, so I wouldn't be surprised if we're related. It's about 45 minutes from us. So, seeing a small town dude like him do big things, it amazes me. So, you know, got to show love.
All right, man, I'm going to play a little bit of that, man. I'm going to play a cut of that real quick. We're going to sit back and chill to it. Here we go, fellas. Okay, man. You know, the thing that stood out to me about that track is my time. My time.
Yeah.
He said it's his time. Is that where you're at, Jordan?
Yeah, I feel like it's my time to shine. You know, I have a twin brother. And growing up, it was always, you know, other people when you have a brother, they always want to compare you to your brother. And you got some people saying, "Hey, Jordan, you this. Hey, Josh, you this. Hey, Jordan, you this." You know, everyone. It seems like everyone's world today. They want family to go against each other, and that's why I feel like this world is leading to family going against each other. You know, I feel like I tell my brother all the time, man. You know, he commits to Nebraska. I was like, it's our time, or Josh, it's our time. It's my time. It's your time. It's our time to do something great. It's our time to leave a legacy. It's time to do something great, Josh. So, you know, I feel like it's my time.
Cool. Okay, man. Hey, man, that was dope, man. That was dope. That was dope. So, you know what? I'm gonna let you. You know the song that you sent me, man. What do you want me to bump next, man? And kind of tell me why. Just kind of explain a little bit, man. Next up, what you got? We got Conscience featuring Future, man. So tell me a little bit about that.
I kind of want you to bump that Conscience. You know, that's a song that's really deep. For people that like Future, that's one of Future's best song, and it's not even all the way by him. You know, the same with Kodak. You know, when Kodak first came out, I liked him. Everyone jams him in the college football business, high school, NFL, and you know, they're doing great things, aiming to do great things like we are. So I want you to jam that Conscience.
All right, I'm gonna jam that Conscience for a quick second. Here we go. We got Conscience, Future, Kodak Black.
I pull up to the club, I got on 8 chains. Took that bitch to Wayne to think she wanna be my man.
My liquor made my dog insane. Booted up with this shit, same thing.
Okay, that was Conscience, Future and Future. Hey, check this out, Jordan. Can you think of a moment in a game when that song was playing in your head or before you knocked somebody's teeth out?
It's just people play football. You know, a lot of people on his radar that have football, kids that are playing football, played football. You know, they just think about, you know, a lot of kids, a lot of people in this football industry, they want to confuse the gang and banging with football. And, you know, you want to be a gangster, you can't play football. You want to be a football player, you can't be a gangster. So if I tell people, you know, I don't gang bang, I don't want to gang bang, do no violence. I want to bang bang on the field. I want to bring violence to the field. I don't want to bring violence to the field. So that's how I look at it.
Ooh, hey Billy Bad, my other host on here, Billy Bad, Jordan, he didn't join us, man. Billy Bad, we kicking it with Jordan Moore, 4-star Texas A&M commit. What you got going on, Billy Bad?
But Jordan Moore, you said a lot there about the gangster stuff. You know the most gangster stuff in life.
What'd you say? Say it again.
I said, do you know what the most gangster thing is in life?
No, sir. You tell me.
To live it.
Yes, sir.
To live life. Don't talk about all that dumb stuff.
Yes, sir.
I agree.
Well, man.
I agree.
Stay out of trouble.
I agree.
Stay, you know, in your lane because 10 years from now.
You're going to say it, Billy. You're going to have to say it like your boy. Stay in your lane. Don't play, man. If you're going to quote it, you're going to have to say it.
What I want to tell the young man is, you know, like I told my son, 10 years from now, the 10 friends that you have, there would only be two of them. 10 years from there, you have ten more friends. All right.
Yes, sir.
So just
well, that's deep, man. That's deep. Okay, we're gonna move right along, man. Man, what you got up next, man? I want you to tell me what. Were you the biggest hit? Your biggest hit of the year. Tell us about your biggest hit of last year.
My biggest hit of last year.
Last season, yeah, yes, sir.
I would say it's the first play on my highlights when you know the dude. It was a scrimmage when the dude he ran like a little jet sweep, came around.
Yeah.
You know most people they see that they're right by the end zone. They want to be all sweet and cute and try to walk it in. And you know I was playing safety and I came over from across the field and he tried to be all sweet and walked in and you know he almost didn't walk up. So it was just like that.
what song you want me to play thinking about that moment? What you got? Which one's on your playlist?
I want to listen. I like you to jam that Lucci. It's called Talk That from Lucci.
Okay, here we go. This is Lucci right here. Talk That.
Talk That.
Okay, that was a small sample. You know what? I can feel that. I can feel that. That's a little anger song, man. So how you feel? How you feel about that jam right there, man? Let me hear it.
Because if you fast forward the song, it goes, I don't know why they hate in front of bleachers. I'm too busy balling. I can hear just like it's just like that. You know, you got haters all in the bleachers, haters on the other side, and you know, like I said, I'm out here banging heads. I don't game bang. I bang bang. I'm here banging heads, having fun with it. So why you talking messing in the stands? I'm just gonna continue to come in here and bang heads, shit like that.
Man, I love the tough guy edge, man. I love the tough guy edge. Man, we're gonna. I got a couple little small questions. What all SEC schools have you visited so far?
I visited Alabama. No, I haven't been to Alabama. I haven't visited yet. I drove right through it. Drove past it, so I wouldn't count that as a visit. Florida, LSU. Florida, LSU, and A&M were actually the only ones I visited.
And what was it about A&M? Was it which your A&M? With your commitment to A&M? Was it a special moment or?
You know, A&M,
what was it? I'm interested.
Because I say A&M is like my town. It's a country town. My town's a country town for the country folks that just love football. You know where I'm from. Our area code is 361, and all there is in 361 is just country folks that love football. They love watching football. They love supporting. They love supporting the game. You know, A&M is always – it's either you love A&M or you just don't know football or you don't know anything about sports. So it's either A&M or sports. That's how it is. And around here, it's either you love Yoakum or you just don't like sports. You love surrounding towns or you just don't like sports. So and then down there, it's just like everything you need is on campus. You know, they have a lot of food places. They have great fans. They have the team, the coaches. They just I got a great relationship with Coach Cooper, my position coach. You know, I can call him anytime. He'll talk to me about anything. Got a great relationship with Coach Summer, the head coach. And you know, there's a lot of talent in Texas. And the big deal about that, me and a few guys that are committed right now, we're trying to get all these guys to understand. You know, SEC is the biggest and the most toughest conference out there, and it's only one Texas team in the SEC. So if we Texas has the most athletes and the most dangerous athletes in the world, in my opinion. So if we can keep our Texas dangerous dual threat athletes, versatile athletes in Texas playing in the best conference, then we can be like Alabama. You know, our kids shouldn't have to go to Alabama because they're in the SEC, and you know, they win. You can go to A&M. You can start something in Texas at A&M. Hey guys, we're from Texas. Let's stay in A&M and turn A&M into the Alabama. Let's turn A&M into the LSU, the Florida, the Auburn, like that. And
okay.
So, you know, my mom, my dad. I was very fortunate to grow up with both parents in my life at a young age. They've been there for me. 100%. I was very fortunate that because most kids aren't, and you know, they grew up watching me every game. They haven't missed a game, just like my grandfather. And you know, so why travel and cost them to miss a game and ruin that streak?
Man, I love it.
Real good. Let me ask you this: Will a coaching change that?
You know, I was always early in this process. I was always saying, you know, because I've always been wanting to go to A&M ever since the word that Coach Sumner might leave was there. And I was always in my head. I was like, man, I don't know what I want to do. But and then recently, I was like, man, I want to be an Aggie. I was like, you know, I committed to the university. That all goes back to A&M. You know, Texas kids need to stay in Texas. Just because coaches leave Texas, don't mean kids have to leave Texas.
I'm from
I feel like A&M is gonna do big things. Yeah, like I said, I loved all the coaches there. We got a great relationship, a great one. You know, they hit me up all the time. I have a great relationship with them. I'm 110% loyal to them. You know, that's why I shut down my recruiting process. I haven't been talking to anybody. And I feel like they're 110% loyal to me when they went out and just told me, hey, if you commit, we won't offer or we won't recruit another cornerback in this class and bring them in. So, and they stuck by that word. So, you know, I gave back to them and I stuck to my word. Okay, y'all don't do that, then I'll shut my recruiting process down and be 110% gig them. So, you know, that's how I win. You know, it's like my mom always said, man, you're making a life decision. You're not making a four-year decision. Don't rush your life. And that life decision, I want to be with someone that I can trust, and someone that's going to get me to the NFL. And, you know, because everyone wants to retire their parents, and that's what I want to do. And with that, I want someone that can look me in my face and tell me, hey, I'm going to give you my all to make sure you retire your parents. And they did that, and they haven't lied to me yet. So I feel like, you know, I got to trust them.
Oh, yeah,
man.
I have a real good friend.
Go ahead.
I say I have a real good friend. I'm from Mobile, Alabama, that played wide receiver at Texas A&M. His name was Brian Edwards. You can go look him up. Brian Edwards. He was a wide receiver. He's probably about the age of your parents, or he's a little older. But he was he was one of the fastest kids in the nation at one time. And he played wide receiver there. But he ended up getting injured. But he loves Texas A&M.
Okay. Speaking of your parents, man, talking about your parents and stuff, man, that seemed like some deep conversation right there, man. And what you want me to turn on next, man, and just talking about loyalty. Did you submit a song that made you feel anything about loyalty?
If we're gonna go there, then I'm gonna have to go ahead and tell you. Thoughts to Myself by Lucci.
Okay, Thoughts to Myself by Lucci, man. We're gonna play a small cut of that. Thoughts to Myself by Lucci. Here we go, fellas.
Can you fast forward that?
Feeling good, living right, yes. Eating good every single night. I'd rather die and go to hell than live a life. I'm too up to before I jump at it, get it right.
All right, man. Tell us a little bit about it, man. You loyal, man, and that loyalty thing, man, is a big deal. It is a big deal, man. And honestly, real talk, it's one of the things that I think is missing, you know, within sports. So we're talking about loyalty a little bit, man. Are you helping A&M recruit? Are you doing some recruiting for A&M? You know, if so, I know you can't give us anyone's business. You know, I know you can't tell us anyone who's coming in. You know, but kind of, you know, just kind of tell us about how that works.
I'm doing a lot of recruiting for him, actually. You know, me and my best friend, Leon O'Neill Jr. from Cypress, Texas, which is in Houston. He's me and him are, probably, I guess you could say, A&M's main 2018 guys that are committed right now. We're working on a couple other guys, like Jalen Waddle from a physical kid that don't know him. Watch his film. That's all I got to say. Watch his film. Dude, play slot receiver. Amazing.
Well, man, tell him to call us, man. Anybody you want to call us, tell him to call us and join the show. So let us know, but go ahead.
I wish I could, but he's at training with our trainer, Rokane Simon. You know, it's a thing in ProFit that he's working at right now. It's like a little workout place. He's over there getting better right now.
Yeah, that dude's okay. Amazing. He's one of our top guys for A&M. You know, the coaches always hit us up asking, hey, Jalen Waddle. That's all they say, Jalen Waddle. And then once they say that, we know what to do. It's actually, you know, he has a few schools in his top five that we are really competing with, like A&M and Alabama. You know, I feel like we can just get that notch over Alabama and we'll get them. But, you know, every week it's like visiting Alabama and then A&M, Alabama, then A&M. So, you know, we never know what Jalen's going to do.
Okay, man, that's good, man. Well, man, we played four of your songs, man, and I'm going to allow you to choose the next one, man. What you got? What you got up next, man? Which one you want to hear a little bit of next?
Play. You can play "Heartless" by Lucci.
I got you, man. Man, you're a big fan of Lucci, man. You're a big fan.
Yeah,
we're gonna turn that "Heartless" on. Here we go.
Is when people know you. Notoriety is when people know your work. And notoriety,
you can stop it right there.
When they talk about it, when they talk about decoration, when they talk about Lucci, when they talk about T.I.G., some will hate, some will
tell you, I got your bitches,
there we go, a little bit of that, man. Heartless. That's cold.
Yeah, that's cold. That song is one of those new songs that really can touch you, because, like, a lot of kids these days get mixed up in the fame, lost in the, you know, most people say lost in the sauce, but I say lost in the hype. You know, they let rankings and all that stuff tell who they really are, and that's why people know you from your hype, but people don't know, mm-hmm. you know, what you've been through to get there and actually know your worth, mm-hmm. what you're capable of. They see, for example, you got a kid out here, he was highly recruited in high school, and then he gets into college, and, you know, he's been through a lot. All right, so, you know, he's an early enrollee. He's been through a lot since he got on campus, you know. A lot of things happened because he didn't mature fast. So the first game out, they started him, he had a bad game. So a lot of people think, oh, well, he was just overrated in high school. But they don't know what he's really capable of. They don't know what he's been through. So that's when mom tells me you just got to stay loyal to people around you and trust yourself, because at that time, that's when you never know when tables turn. That's when people are going to turn their back.
Man, that's real, man. That's real, man. That's when you really find out, you know, who your real family is. You're right, man. When times get rough, you know, that's just real. That's just real, man. Everybody want to be your friend when you're on top. You know, everybody want to pat your back when you're on top, but you know, the second you hit the bottom, man, that's when you really find out people's character, man. You know what, man? This has been a good show, man. I cut you off a little earlier, man. What did you want to tell me about Lucci, man?
I say Lucci's one of those guys, you know, all of his songs, he talks about his life. And, you know, it's not really – I couldn't sit here and tell anyone if it's fake news or real news about what he's been through, but I can only tell people – what I've been through, and that some of the stuff he talks about is stuff that I've been through. You know, I've been through it all. I faced adversity. You know, at age 13, my oldest brother, my role model, he passed away. But you know, that really, you know, that hurt me, and that's what really motivated
wow.
me and molded me into the person I am today, which is a very humble guy, person who wants to help everyone, see everyone succeed at the same time. Bar none, and I feel like I'm better. But at the same time, like I said, I want to see everyone be great, but I always want to be greater. That's what I go by. You know, and like after seeing him face so much adversity and overcome it, you know, that's what molded me to the guy I am.
Okay, man. You know, I want to go back a little bit to something you mentioned earlier. You mentioned your twin brother. You know, man, I have two sons. They aren't twins, but man, they lock up all the time. They just really make each other. They make each other pretty tough, man. So have you guys really toughened each other up your whole entire life, man? Like was that a? I can imagine a lot of races, a lot of arm wrestling.
Yeah, my brother, you know, he's number two ranked receiver in Texas and sixth in the country. You know, he committed to Nebraska. He's very versatile.
Uh-huh.
You know, his name is Joshua Moore. He's crazy
yeah.
how athletic he is. Yes, sir. And you know, he's 2018 guy just like me. He had the most offers in the nation. I think he had 72, 73, 71, something like that. And
wow.
You know, he transferred to IMG from my school. You know, came back. And, you know, ever since he came back, you know, I've just been thankful for that. I've been thanking God. And, you know, ever since he came back, we've just been at the weight room, at the football field every day, trying to make each other better. trying to just mainly trying to be different. You know, staying. I'm trying to be different. We're both trying to be different. Not different from the rest, but even though we are trying to be different from the rest, but that's not what we say. That's not what we mean. We mean different than the same person we was yesterday, different than the same person we was 2 days ago, and different than the same person we're going to be tomorrow. So, you know, that's what we mean, and that's why we've been working hard, pushing each other, making each other better, tougher, stronger, faster every day.
Love it, man. That's pretty dope, man. That's pretty dope. So, do you play any other sports besides football?
You know, I played my freshman year. I played football, basketball, baseball, I ran track. I was fortunate to go be on varsity as a freshman. We went four rounds deep, and then lost. And then I made the state, ran on the state for about 14. We won, got first place, we got disqualified. And then my second, and you know, my mom always told me, she was like, man, one sport has to go. She was like, you need to start focusing on the sports that you have. You need to start focusing on sports that you have opportunity to be great. And she said, I believe in you 100%, but she was like, you got to know at this point what you're going to be great in, what you have a chance to be great in. And that was football and track. I feel like I can get a scholarship in football and track. And then, you know, basketball be one of those sports I can just stay in shape for. So, you know, I played football, basketball, and then ran track all the rest of the high school. And now this year, you know, my track and basketball days are over because I'm early enrolling. So now I'm just going to be doing football.
Man, that's awesome, man. All right, man. So, you know, we're going to move a little bit down your playlist, man. Don't have a lot of time left on the show, but, man, we're going to close it out, man. So, what you got up next, man?
Put on I Ain't Hiding by NBA Youngboy.
I Ain't Hiding, NBA Youngboy. There we go, NBA Youngboy, man. You know, man, that sounds like a pretty suave song, man. That song kind of calmed me down, man. Man, when do you prefer that one?
It's one of those songs, you know, how you going through your playlist, you have those songs that you just get up and just want to dance and just rap and, like, act like you're in that situation in the studio. You just want to rap to it, act like you made up the song. And this is a song that's like you just want to sit down and just like, you know, how you slowly bang your head, move your head. And just chill and just like reminisce on things. That song, you know, is beginning his private number, call my phone, and you know, it's one of those things that you just chill. You know, I can't say anymore. It's just chill.
Oh man, that's pretty cool, man. So you know, I'm gonna move on to another question, man. You know, when you were choosing a school. When you were choosing a school, is there a major in specific that you were, you know, thinking about whenever you chose Texas A&M?
Like I said, it's not far from home. It's actually just an hour and a half away, but you can make it in about an hour and 20. Just because it's right on drive.
Okay, what would be your major? Like, what do you want to study? What thing do you want to study at Texas A&M?
I actually want to do kinesiology just because I want to give back. Help other kids, and like I said, through your life, you're always gonna look back, and when someone asks you a question who made a big impact on your life, outside of being a family, you're never gonna name a friend. You're always gonna name, if you're big in the sports, you're always gonna name a coach, and I want to be that type of kid, that type of a coach that, you know, because you got some kids, all they have is a coach, you know, they have or a trainer, you know, their trainer's like a big brother to them, like an uncle, like a dad to them, and you know, I want to be that type of person that. Give back to kids, you know. A lot of kids these days, they try to use the excuse as, oh, I never had a father figure in my life, so I'm not tough or I can't do this. And, you know, I want to be the type of person that's always in their life and pushes them like a father would be, you know, get on them when they're slacking, just do that type of stuff, make them better, play catch with them. They can call me anytime. I'll say, hey, yeah, I'm your coach, you know. Let's go, hey, coach, let's go to Splash, or let's go to a water park. Like we go to the water park. Hey, I'm gonna be that type of person that's always gonna be like, let's go get some work in. Let's go lift. Let's go to the football field. Do something, you know. So I can translate everything into being so they don't lose focus and think that I'm their friend. I'm also be their mentor also.
So that's why I can just back and give my knowledge. Now, hopefully I have a lot of knowledge when I'm done and hang up my cleats and my helmet. Hopefully I have a lot of knowledge when I'm done with that. I just want to give back.
Man, that's great, man. And, man, you know, we appreciate, first and foremost, man, I really appreciate you coming on the show, man, dropping this mixtape with us, you know, dropping this knowledge, man. I feel like I know you now, man. I feel like you live right down the street. I really do, man. I feel like you're the good kid who lived down the street playing football, running around, throwing the football up and down the street, wrestling with his brother outside, man. I love that. Well, man, you know, go ahead.
I said yes, sir. No, I was just agreeing with you.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it, man. Well, you know, in closing, man, you know, like I say, we appreciate you coming on the show. You're welcome back on the show at any time, man, any day. You know, you have my number. If you know any of your friends who want to drop an SEC mixtape, man, you know, any of the big time recruits, tell them to give me a call, man. This is SEC mixtape. And we just had Jordan to drop. Jordan Moore, 4-star athlete, Texas A&M commit. That's his mixtape. And we out. I'm going to leave. Hey, Jordan, what song you want us to sign off on? What song you want us to sign off on, Jordan?
Sign off on No Effort.
No Effort. And here it comes, baby. And we out of here.
Trying to find a way to get paid tonight. I get slides just to sit and watch